Up next on American Restoration. This is cool.
This is a Philco Predicta. It's one of the rarest television sets in the world. So what I'd like to do is to modernize it.
A lot of times I don't like doing that.
Right.
But sometimes it's sort of fun.
That's an antique towel steamer from the late 1800s.
I don't even know how they worked. It had to have gotten hot somehow.
We want you guys to make a TV commercial about Rick's restorations.
As long as we get full creative freedom.
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions. His works in progress. The things that drive him crazy. Projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story. And this is ours. American Restoration.
I'm all about old school, but sometimes we get to put a modern twist on old items. And those projects always pose unique challenges. Plus, they're super fun.
Rick.
Yeah.
Customer's here with an old TV.
Oh, hey.
Sit right there.
Okay, got it.
Hey, I'm Rick. Good to meet you.
Chris.
This is cool.
This is a Philco Predicta. It's one of the rarest television sets in the world. It was also known as a Danish modern. I'm here at Rick's Restoration today to get my Philco Predicta TV restored.
This is futuristic in its day.
Yeah.
You know that, right? It was a big deal.
Yeah, it was a big one.
Yeah, I used to call it the rocket.
The rocket.
Yeah, yeah, because they look like a rocket. So the way this would usually sit, I mean, this would sit up here like this.
Right.
Just like that. And then the whole family'd watch TV from there, you know?
This Predicta TV is bringing back some memories of television back in the day. Instead of cable or satellite, TVs had rabbit ear antennas. There were only a handful of channels to watch, and remote controls were still laboratory equipment.
They also brought one of the original ads here for Philco.
Very cool. I see stuff like this and think about commercials that were on TV. All these real cool little cartoon ads. I mean, this brings back such cool memories. That's a question I had, is about how much this was back in the day. I knew it was for, well, healthier people, and this one here is $259. You can figure back in '58, that's an expensive piece of equipment. So, do you collect?
Or
you?
Yeah, I do. We do. I do collect them. Okay. Yeah. The reason why I really want to get this restored is after 40 years, I finally got the chance to be in business with my father.
That's awesome.
We started a TV technology company, which takes television and makes it interactive. So what I'd like to do is take this old rare TV and modernize it. It's really, we're just going to be showing a corporate reel on it.
Okay, what do you want to do?
So I'd like the outside restored to original condition, but the inside put, you know, an LCD HD panel TV in it, so it would actually be color and it would actually work. But I really want to see the look on my dad's face when he's surprised.
Oh, so this is a surprise. It sounds like you want to morph it a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I want to modernize it.
Yeah. A lot of times I don't like doing that.
Right.
But sometimes it's sort of fun.
I hate to make it not original, but, you know, this is for the office, and absolutely, let's do it.
Right. What I'll do is we'll pull everything out, redo the cabinet, redo the knobs, redo the face, and then we'll take the TV tube out. We'll go ahead and get us a flat screen that fits in here.
Right. Sounds perfect. The question is, what will it cost?
Yeah. I'm looking probably $2,500 to do the whole thing.
Okay. Wow.
Make it a brand new TV again.
Okay. This is going to mean so much to my father to be able to have this, you know. It's going to be a great showpiece for our office. And I tell you what, let's make it the future of television. Let's
awesome.
Do it, Rick.
That's awesome.
Thank
I
you.
Love what you're doing. I love it. All right, let's go in the office.
Okay.
We'll write this stuff up, and then I'll get this thing started.
My dad has no idea that I bought this television set, and I really can't wait to see his face when he sees how it's been modernized.
Rick, you got a customer here for you.
Hey, yeah, just set it right there, Kyle. Thanks, bud.
You got it.
Hey.
This is awesome. I'm Rick.
I'm Dan.
Good to meet you, Dan. Man, this thing's cool.
It's an antique towel steamer from the late 1800s. I own a barber shop, and I want to get it restored to utilize in my barber shop.
They just basically heated up the towel. So
that's
when
it.
You were in the barber's chair and you're laying down, the barber would take this nice hot towel and set it on your face. And what it did was open your pores and got your beard soft. So it's ready to start shaving your face. He's not going to cut your throat, right?
That's it.
So you do shaves.
I do.
Oh. Barber shops used to do shave and haircuts.
Right.
The deal is after World War I, shaving and barbershops declined because of the invention of the disposable razor.
That's it.
So all of a sudden it started slowing down, and then they just started gearing themselves towards haircuts.
Now I think it's more of the nostalgic thing to go in and get a real shave and a nice haircut in an old chair. So this kind of stuff's really, really taken off right now, right?
Yes, it has.
In your industry? Yeah.
We've restored a bunch of barbershop items, but I've never done one of these before. I love the look of it, and it takes you back to the golden age of barbershops, where a man could go to clean up, hang out, and just relax.
You want to make it work.
That's the thought.
I don't even know how they worked. It had to have gotten hot somehow, either gas.
I was told it was a gas line that fed
in. Okay, so it went up. You think the gas line's right through the center, and that's why we can't see it?
That's it. I'm told you'd stack the dry towels in here or roll them up.
Okay.
And it'd create the steam, keep it closed up, heat it up, and when you're ready to use them, you
right.
take them out and
right.
use them.
Right, yeah, it's got like a plate in the bottom so that steam was coming up through there. This is cool to have it be in there.
Yeah.
Because you would think it'd be gone.
That's right.
So the thing's barely complete. It looks like this was copper. To me, I can't really tell,
yeah.
but I'll be able to tell when I pull it off. So this would all be basically copper all the way to here, and then this is going to be white down here.
Sounds good. So, Rick, what's it going to cost to get this thing restored?
Working, I'm looking at $3,800 to do the whole thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, we're going.
All right.
All right, cool. Awesome. Let's go in the office, and we'll do some paperwork, and then I'll get started.
All right.
Okay.
$3,800 was a little bit higher than I had anticipated on spending, but for that, I'm hoping that it works, and it really has a wow factor to it.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
We need to talk to you about something on the Predicta TV.
What's up?
Well, we want you guys to make a TV commercial about Rick's restorations.
Ever since the client told me that he wants to play corporate videos on the Predicta TV, I've known that I gotta show him how it works by playing something on it. Then we came up with the idea of making our own commercial. Kinda kills two birds with one stone.
Wouldn't that be cute?
Do we have a budget for this? I mean, if we're making a commercial, we gotta make it good, right?
There's no budget.
There's no such thing as a budget.
I don't know how they expect us to make a TV commercial with no budget. I mean, does Rick restore stuff with no budget? I don't get it.
As long as we get full creative freedom, you're not trying to tell us how to do it.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Because what's the point of that? Then it's like you making it.
I like to be the creative one around here, but if we want to get this done on the cheap, we've got to give something up. I'll let them do what they want, but I'm praying they don't embarrass me. You know, represent, bottom line. Represent Rick's Restorations in whatever creative way that you want to. I'm up for that. That'll be great, okay? Go ahead and finish this out, and then you guys can just think about it, bounce some ideas around.
All right. Dude, I got the best idea for this one.
We totally got Steve. Kyle and I have to figure out how this 1800s towel steamer works.
Oh, mother f- that was hot.
One, two, three.
Whoa!
We recently got in a 1958 Predicta TV that we're modernizing. We're not trying to change the outside appearance on this TV, so I got Robert refinishing the wood base just like it was back in the day. While he's doing that, it's time to customize the inside. I've taken an HD flat screen and put a mask on it so it'll look right in the Predicta picture tube. But we gotta figure out how to mount it.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Rick.
All right, I just got this flat screen that's gonna go in the Predicta TV. We gotta figure out how to mount it. What I thought about doing was make a bracket here to where this fits here. So you go like this. Okay.
It's always challenging making something old work with new technology. So fitting the new screen into the old housing and making sure that it doesn't fall back has to be my main focus right now.
Now what I need you to do is have Dave make a flat plate out of aluminum, and then you'll drill a hole through the end, you'll weld a nut on the back to where when you screw it in, it tightens into this bracket. Size it to this on the width from right here to right there. This will be the flat bracket. It'll V in here, go straight down, mount there, and mount there. That'll give you all the support you need for the whole TV.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. If I have any questions, I'll holler.
Okay, bud.
Earlier, we got a really cool piece of barbershop history into the shop, a late 1800s towel steamer. It's all rounded, so banging it out and polishing all the dents has not been easy. But step by step, we're bringing this thing back to life. Some of the high shine polish is really starting to pop, and I hope the customer is going to be thrilled with the new look of this thing.
How's it going?
Good.
Kyle and I have to figure out how this 1800s towel steamer works. Problem is, there aren't any directions and there were no parts. So we're hooking up a mini propane tank and a garden hose and hoping for the best.
I believe you have to open this valve, let the water in. We'll open that valve, let the air out until the water comes out. Okay. And we can let the water rise to the top.
Okay. All right, that's on. That's off. Now let it go.
Go ahead. Damn it, T. Not that much. You're lucky that wasn't hot water.
It's heating it from the bottom, and then that's heating this water?
Heating the water in the tank, and it's heating this water up here through those lines that are going through the bottom.
So the steam just basically comes out of there, right?
Yeah, it's just going to come up into the head.
Totally got steam. Oh, mother f***, that was hot. Ow, that one was really hot.
I think she works.
Oh, that was hot.
Well, that's what you get for shooting me in the balls.
Oh, yeah, but that was cold. You can deal with that hot.
This thing heats up so good, we got to boil on the first try. Rick's really going to be happy, but Tyler's been a little burnt.
Where the hell is the record button?
What's up, Brantley?
We're ready to go.
You got the camera ready and all that?
Yep.
Earlier, my dad asked Brantley and I to make a Rick's Restorations commercial. We may not be filmmakers, but we definitely have the talent to make this thing a winner. Ron.
What?
We're making a commercial.
A commercial?
A commercial. So tell me, what's your favorite part of working at Rick's is?
Being on the road, finding good old crap, bringing it back, selling it, living life.
That's good.
That's what we needed.
Deuces out, hang loose, be good, love life. Jackasses.
Ron slayed it. I think this commercial is going to be a piece of cake, and who knows, this could be the start of something big for me and Tyler. Kyle, we got some questions.
Kyle, we're making a commercial.
We need big energy, and tell the camera how much you love working here. I love working here at Rick's Restorations because I get paid on Fridays and I work on cool stuff, something like that.
I love working here at Rick's Restorations.
Nice!
We'll work on it. Thanks, Kyle.
Why'd you guys get to work?
So we're having issues with some of the talent today, but we have a big staff, so we're gonna keep pushing forward. I mean, it can only get better, right? Cowboy!
Why?
We're making a commercial.
Well, I don't wanna be in it.
I gotta have people around the shop talking about why they like it here at Rick's.
Well, you're talking to the wrong one.
Why do you like it here at Rick's? Look right here for a second.
Just it
for...
sucks working here at Rick's. How's that?
No, okay. You can't do that.
I need a raise.
You gotta love working here.
I like lunch and leaving work. That's the only part.
All right, we gotta think of a plan B. That was horrible.
I got this. I got an idea.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Dan's here for the vulcanizer.
Hey. How you been, Dan?
Hey, all is good.
Good to see you. Good to see you. So what's been going on?
Still cutting hair.
I'm glad you are, because this piece is the sickest looking thing I've ever seen.
Cool. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I can't wait to show it to you. Come on, it's back here.
Look, can I come too?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, this thing's awesome.
When I brought this in to Rick's, it was in really bad shape. It had some dents in it. It wasn't working, and it had some really bad copper tarnish on it.
All right, here we go. One, two, three. Oh! Whoa! Night.
When I first saw the vulcanizer, I was astounded. That thing just shines.
That is beautiful.
That's unbelievable that this is the same machine. I just remember a lot of dents all over this.
We had to get up inside of it and then pound the dents out, get it all out, and then found out this was copper, this is copper, this is copper, the underneath, solid piece of copper.
Wow.
So this whole thing is basically like it was back in the day.
I'm thinking this looks trophy material and it's beautiful.
All right, Dan, you ready to see this thing work?
Ever since I dropped it off, I'm ready to see it work.
It would have ran natural gas, which you can run.
Okay.
Right now, we stuck some propane in here, so now all I gotta do is turn that valve in the back, I light it, boom, and it's hot like that.
Whoa.
It's cool, huh?
Very.
Let's check it out.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so reach in there and grab one, see if they're right.
All right. Oh, yeah. Ready to go?
Ready to go?
Heck yeah.
I'm glad it works, and I'm glad you like it.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Awesome.
Hey, dude, now that it works, all right, Dan, you're a barber, right?
Sir.
I am a man that's been working really hard, a lot of hours. Nice hot towel, nice bearded face. Dan, give me a shave.
I think it's time.
Let's get it on.
All right, we'll just take one of the barber chairs right there off the lot.
Sounds good. All week, I've been seeing this hot towel steamer, and I've been waiting to get a straight razor shave from a professional barber.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Ready? Sorry
dude,
about that.
Did he get me? Did he get me? Am I bleeding? I'm bleeding. Dude. Gotcha. Fake blood. No razor.
What are you doing? I'm like, holy crap.
That was just wrong.
That was just wrong.
Good job, Dan.
Thank you. Dan, you're in on this too?
Just a little.
Oh.
It was priceless to see Rick's reaction to what I did to Ron's face. All right, all joking aside, I love it. I love you've done an incredible job. Thank you again, Rick.
You bet. Anytime. Thank all you, right. man. All right, let's go in the office. We'll take care of this paperwork, and I'll beat my brother.
When you're restoring old wood items, sometimes you have to replace some of the original parts. But matching the look of the old wood can be a little tricky. What household items can you use to give your wood a nice weathered look? A, day-old coffee. B, diluted ammonia. C, distilled water. D, white vinegar and steel wool. The answer and more coming up next. What household items can you use to give your wood a nice weathered look? The correct answer is D, white vinegar and steel wool. By soaking the steel wool in vinegar overnight, you can make a simple stain that gives your wood a nice age patina. The longer you let it sit, the darker your stain's gonna be. So what you do is apply the mixture to the wood with a brush. Before you know it, your piece will look like it's 20 years old. For an even more aged look, you can score it with a screw or hit it with a hammer. This Predicta TV has been a blast working on. We're coming down to the home stretch on it, and I have Robert installing all the electronics in the wood cabinet. Once that's done, we've got to get it all together because the customer's going to be here any minute now.
Rick, Chris and his dad's here.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Good to see you, Rick.
Good to see you.
Like to introduce you to my dad, Kerry.
Kerry, good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
As you remember, last time I was here, what I dropped off was a surprise for your store from my dad.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping it's going to be a big surprise for you, and I hope you love it. So you ready to go see it?
I'm excited.
All right, this is going to be cool. This is going to be really cool. Come on, it's over here.
Hi. I wanted to get the television restored from my dad because we started a TV technology company together. And it's really a testament to a father-son relationship and a business.
So, Kerry, do you have any idea what it is?
I have no idea what's behind there.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
Holy smokes.
Check that out.
I can't believe it.
That is fantastic. That's awesome. When I first saw the Predicta TV, I was just absolutely blown away. I got to tell you, Rick just did a fantastic job. It looked better than new.
We've watched science fiction television since the 1950s.
Right.
It's great to have a memory like this brought back to life.
Yeah.
I'm just amazed that you found one that you could restore.
Oh, it was rough.
I bet you it was not much to it.
It was broke. It didn't work. There was nothing on it that didn't get touched, bottom line. When you brought it in, the wood was, it looked like it was painted, to be quite honest. Robert had to strip it, sand it all down, and he went and stained all that and then clear coated it. And then on the front cloth, this has all been redone. We found the same matching cloth, which was pretty cool. I was worried that we weren't going to find that.
This is gorgeous and a beautiful restoration job. I'm thrilled.
Thanks. What he wanted it to do was show videos, and the only way to do that was to convert it over to like a flat screen on the inside so you could actually see it. So we went and made a piece on the inside that's actually round, going around the corner. So the flat screen, when you look at it, it's going to look like it did back in the day.
You know? Oh, that's fabulous.
It's all incorporated in it to where you don't really see it. You know, like if you stand back, it still looks like an old Predicta.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome. And then the bottom end of it, it had to be converted to where it no longer was it tubes or anything like that. It has to function a little bit newer, basically.
I mounted the DVD down in here. In order to get it in and out, I didn't want to yet have to undo the back. So we just cut the cloth just a little bit, glued it up inside there so you really can't see it. It's all interactive. That was what we were trying to shoot for also.
This is a perfect surprise. You know, I really didn't expect this. And I really want to thank you for it. And you too, Rick. This has made a lot of dreams come true. This will be great in our business.
All right, awesome. Well, that's perfect. That means I did a little bit of my job. You want to see it play?
Yeah.
Okay, now I got a surprise for you. Tyler, Bradley.
Sometimes my bright ideas come back to bite me in the ass. I had the boys do a commercial to show that the TV works. I haven't seen it yet, and I'm just hoping they don't embarrass me.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, darn. My grandpa's cooler's too old and rusty to keep. Now all the memories it brought will be gone forever.
Do you have an item that you just want to get restored, but you don't have the time to do it? Don't throw your memories away. Bring them to Rick's Restorations and we'll fix them up for you. Just come on in and our friendly staff will take care of your precious project. Our crack team and mechanics will rejuvenate your pieces better than new, I'm telling you. Fiberglass, wood, metal.
No problem.
Motors or mechanics.
No damn problem.
We can take this and turn it into this. And then we can take this and boom, look at it now, it looks amazing.
But that's not all. Don't have your own junk, but still want a piece of restored Americana? Come check out our boneyard.
We have gas pumps, we have sliders, we have coolers, we have pedal cars. Come on, we'll restore it all for you.
Nice.
While you're there, do not forget to meet with our friendly staff. So come on down
to Rick's Restorations today. That was awesome.
Good job, guys. I'm not embarrassed at all. That was like right out of the old TV car commercials. I love it.
That was good.
Wow. With everything you've done, I'm just completely overwhelmed. You just did a great job, guys. That's this cool. is awesome.
Thank you. Thank
God,
you.
Awesome.
Anytime.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
All right.
You
Thank you, guys.
All right.
I'm absolutely thrilled that Rick was able to pull the surprise off. The look on my dad's face was just absolutely priceless. I think I saw him almost cry.
We are live from Rick's Restoration.
Marker. We're making a commercial. We needed to be in it.
Something broke?
Mm-hmm.
Don't throw that out.
Are you guys serious or what?
You can find out.
We'll do the dirty work and make it shine like new.
I need some cocktails for this.
Now you gotta give me a wave.
How about a double?
Let's get it.
Come that up.
Think we got it. We're out. We're done. Thanks for coming. See you later.